they saw one on a big log. It floated up there, you know. And they shot him, got in the boat and went out there and got him. And my mark, everybody knew my mark, you know, was crop off the right and split in the left air, you know. Right. Just a crop off of it and then split in the right. And so they knew it was my hog, and they come up to see me, and I lived over here at Harp. And said, well, we killed one of your hogs, and we're going to give you half of it. I said, no, I don't, none of it at all. You can't eat that meat after you eat acorns and stuff. In the bottom, it tastes bitter. I told them, go ahead and do what they please with it. And I didn't want none of it. And then that was the only one I seen. And then one time, before that water come up, I had sow and pigs. The sow brought pigs in the bottom. The pigs went wild, you might say. Little bitty pigs. And I went down out looking for the sow. Somebody told me they saw a sow down there. And the sow wasn't so wild. Looked like it. I gave her some corn and she was eating that. Of course, she was watching me all the time, you know. Them little old pigs out. And the leaves are about 6 inches deep there. And they'd run under them leaves, you know, the pigs. And I went out there. I had a sack. I had a boy with me in a buggy. And there was a big old treetop right there, 20 foot of me. And by the way, when I catched two of them pigs at a time, they lay flat down, their feet sticking out, going out and grabbing them that way. And they went squealing. And man, I never saw a big wild hog come through the woods, coming where them pigs was.
Is that right?
Yeah, and I run and got up on that big log, and when I got up there, was limbs, you know, big limbs, the tree fell, and I got up there out of the way. That old boy was out there squalling, you could hear him from my eyes, scared to death. And so I hollered right loud. I hollered, get out from here, and something like that, you know, right loud. And that hog turned it out back down the bottom. I had five pigs. I got every one of them and put them in the sack. And then I carried the pigs on home, and I don't remember whether they ever got the sow or not. Pigs big enough to eat mash, you know, or something like that. And I used to keep a bunch of them in there.
When a hog would get mad, how would he show that he was mad? What would happen to the hair?
Mad? Well, they'd raise that hair up. Down the head, back, you know. And I had two sows here, weigh about between 400 and 500 pound apiece. And one of them brought pigs, and I found her back down in the willow thickets and all back down in here. That was all in pasture. And I couldn't find the other and save my life. I looked. Told my wife, I said, I just can't find that sow. She's got pigs somewhere. That's about a week later in the southern earlier. And I had a walking stick about like this and hanging up here. I always carry a stick around with me of some kind, you know, anyhow, and I had one. Somebody gave me that. I carried it with me. Got down there and walking around, you know, the last time I went down there.